ABC Radio Australia.
It was 57 years ago today that the West Papua movement was born. For the past five decades, activists have been fighting for separation from Indonesia and for independence. It's a struggle playing out not only in West Papua, but on the global stage as well. Joining me now from London is Benny Wender, leader of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua. Mr. Wender, welcome to Pacific Beat and good morning to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Though I guess it's a bit later in the day for you there, Mr. Wender. But let's actually go to West Papua. It's illegal to fly the Morning Star flag there, which has become a symbol for West Papuan independence. Do you believe that this will stop it going up, being raised today in West Papua?
Yes, this flag is, 1961 raised in West Papua. I call it Morning Star flag. This is, 1st of December is West Papua nation was born, and that nation was born stolen by the Indonesia. So I think today is very special day for us and across the world, and our solidarity around the world will raise the Morning Star flag. In our people in back home, across West Papua, will raise the prayer meeting, some of them prayer meeting, but across the Pacific, and in the other part of the world, here in London and in Oxford, we'll raise Morning Star flag in Oxford Town Hall, and also in Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, and I think they cross the New Zealand, Australia, and US. That's first time US will be raise our solidarity. So it's significant, increase the support and solidarity.
Is it risky to raise the Morning Star flag in West Papua in Indonesia?
Absolutely. They're risky because today also we commemorate, Philip Karma was ended up in 15 years and he served 11 years. And one of the friends called Hilapok, died last year. Seven West Papuan were arrested, just raised the Morning Star flag and they put in prison. So he was died, and we part of the remembering all those die. So the Hilapok, he was in the prisons and he died in prison because of the Indonesia not treated well. So if you raise the Morning Star flag in West Papua, ended up in 15 or 20 years. I was arrested in 2002 and put me in prison. They charged me 25 years. I'm the luckiest person, but all my friends are not.
Yes, because you now live in exile there in England. I mean, we're talking to you now because, of what happened 57 years ago today on December 1st. Can you tell us why that date is significant? What happened 57 years ago?
This is because this day where first time our flag and our country recognized weakness by Australia and British and France. And at the time, Dutch raised the Morning Star flag first time in West Papua soil. And that's the recognitions. And that's how West Papua nation was born on this day. They call West Papua that flag. So until today, this is our national day for all West Papua, where they in exile or in the bush or in refugee camp or in everywhere. So I think this day, every year we commemorate. Also today we will commemorate reinstate our nationhood was stolen. We announced our, provincial government of United Liberation Movement that reclaim and reinstate our country.
And now, Mr. Wender, is it becoming more difficult to lead this movement for independence in West Papua? I mean, you just mentioned that, the movement has lost some senior leaders just this year, including, as you mentioned, Philip Karma, who turned up dead on a beach, and there are calls for investigations to proceed into his death. How do you feel about the recent activities there in West Papua? Do you think after 57 years there's been progress on this question of independence?
Yes, we've seen the last 20 years make a lot of progress, and all those leaders also, you know, have been killed or been poisoned, and you know, some of them aren't told story, and including Philip Karma dead is obvious cases, and this has been going on last 20, 50 years, so. In terms of our struggle and our progress, we're making a lot of progress in our struggle because, for example, now we, United Liberation Movement Provincial Government, you know, lobbies in the regions and in entire world as well, but also in the region we are now member or observer in Melanesia Sphere Group, and in fact that 2019. Pacific leader, you know, adopt the resolutions and call UN High Commissioner visit to West Papua, but until today, Indonesia not allow. And we can see the not only that, but also internationally, ACPF, Africa, Caribbean, Pacific also call UN High Commissioner visit. And that you can see the progress we make in internationally. And the issue not become a domestic issue anymore. This has become international issue, so that we confidence. And today also we want to announce the institutional government and structure, including executive, legislative, judicative, and several regional executive. This is direct rejection of Indonesia illegal occupations and division of provinces. So I'm calling, you know, upon my people to reclaim their freedom was stolen by. You know, from us. So that is why it's important today.
Yeah, just to clarify there, Mr. Wenda, so today have there been those regional leaders put in place? Is that what you're saying? To mark this 57-year anniversary, there's been some new changes made?
Yes, you know, this today we also, as I mentioned, clarified that we announced, you know, our institutional government structure, including our executive, judicative, legislative, and put in place to reclaim our country stolen from us. So that is why this is important to commemorate also, who, you know, some of the leaders who were lost. The fight for our struggle.
Yes, yes. A new executive group there for the United Liberation Movement for West Papua. And if you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat, we're speaking to the leader of that movement, Benny Wenda, from West Papua, though now you're, of course, in London, Mr. Wenda. Now, considering that new executive branch, and I guess trying to again call for independence for West Papua, you mentioned there that there has been also calls for the United Nations Human Rights Commission to visit Papua, West Papua, and those calls are growing. But that hasn't happened yet. Many put it to Indonesia, as you said, blocking that visit. Do you think it'll ever happen?
We believe that this is outstanding, in, you know, call. So we believe that it will happen because why Indonesia not allow? And that is something happening. So I think that in international community now cautious what really happening, what really going on in West Papua. Indonesia claimed a democratic country, then why is the UN not allow? And also eight country, you know, UN Human Rights Periodic Review, there is eight countries are called, including United States and, you know, Australia, New Zealand, and the other country, including Netherlands, are speaking out about, you know, full investigation. Marshall Island, Vanuatu, consistent to call UN High Commissioner visit West Papua and because of the Pacific Pacific leader. So Indonesia cannot ignore. Indonesia is a member of the United Nations. It should be respected. And this is almost 84 countries are calling UN High Commissioner visit. And that's why we believe that it's even Indonesia reluctant, but we're pushing to UN High Commissioner visit must happen because thousands of the West Papuan are displaced. In you know, we know that world up attention in the, you know, crisis in Ukraine. We are sympathy with them, but also West Papua suffering, 60 years suffering, and you know, there is no solidarity, attention. So hopefully, you know, this is a turning point, and we believe it will happen.
Now, Mr. Wendo, we're speaking to you on this 57th anniversary of the West Papuan Movement. What is it like for you? Because you're in exile in London now. You can't go back to spend this day with your families and friends in West Papua. How does it feel to you for you to be away from your homeland during this important time?
It's very difficult at human level, but because my people still cry for justice and freedom, I can't sleep. Even I'm here, you know, and here, but I'm always 24 hours with my people, connected, because modern technology helped to engage with my people in back home. And I want to see my people, you know, want to free, and then I will rest. Because while my people are suffering, while my people are, you know, continue to suffer, I'm fight until justice will be prevailed. And I want to see my people enjoy their freedoms, just like other people and other brothers and sisters across the Pacific, across the Melanesia. I want to see one day have enjoyed their freedom and reunite with the family and in the Pacific family.